You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith.
Are you guys worried about your body image?
Yeah, all the time. Look at me. Fucking hell.
Really?
I don't look at myself in the mirror anymore. You blokes are still reasonably trim.
With women's magazines, women are always writing about other women's physiques, where if we read a magazine and some guy's got fat, we don't go, oh. Yeah, that's not a selling point for us, is it? We don't look at that.
We don't care. So I think that's the difference between men and women is women grow up looking in mirrors, men don't. Women fall in.
Fall into?
You know, the old thing about looking into the pond.
Oh, the fairy tale.
Well, it's a mirror, you know.
I think they're causing their own problems with that image thing because they're the ones always reporting about it in women's magazines.
Well, I had a very good friend of mine, and I won't mention names because she's reasonably well known, and she was very attractive. And I ran into her about, it was a 10-year gap, and in that 10 years, she'd gone and had plastic surgery, and she'd straightened her teeth. Her teeth were, although they weren't perfect teeth, they had a sexy thing about them, you know, like sometimes sometimes women look at their nose and go, oh, my nose, and you think,
it's a uniqueness.
Your nose is sexy. Yeah, it is bent and crooked, but there's something nice about it. Yeah. And that's what they ruined, but you know, the world's perfectly imperfect.
Did you watch the Oscars? John Travolta looked like he had a mask on.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what mirror is he looking into? Yeah. What if his advisor's saying to him, oh, that looks great, John.
Just pull it back a bit more.
And Julie Andrews, goodness me.
Going
with her head. Like,
bad?
Terrible. Just too much Botox. Like, she couldn't even raise her eyebrows.
You sort of expect that from celebrities, though, but it freaks you out when you meet people in the street.
Yeah.
That have it done, and you know, you're at a pub, you turn around, all of a sudden somebody turns, you know, a woman turns around and looks at you. You've got the big puffy lips and the face stretched back, and yet her arms look 80.
Yeah.
And you think, well, you're not fooling anybody. Well, the
or their
you
neck.
Doing?
Their necks are giveaway.
Yeah.
I read something interesting the other day about the body aging, and one thing you can't fix and cover up is knees.
Is that right?
Your knees.
That's why I wear knee pads everywhere.
You look at a mature woman's
knees.
Well,
that's the other reason you wear knee pads.
If you look at a mature woman's knees or a mature guy's knees, it's true. Mm. There's nothing you can do about it.
Is it the same about elbows then?
I'm sure they're bringing in the knee
tuck. I reckon that'd be the same. It's something you just don't notice.
Can't they hands as well? They can't make your hands look younger?
No, that's. Well, I guess they can.
The back of your hands,
So that's three things now, Gaz. You said knees, and now it's three things. What else is it? Necks? ears. I can't fix ears.
Ears, yeah.
It's true.
Ball bags, too.
Ball bags. Yeah. Ball bags. They always look old.
Yeah, even when you're two.
I remember when my son was born, I was changing one. That's an old-looking ball bag you got there, son. Didn't you borrow that off your granddad? Jeez, I'd hate to see my granddad's ball bag.
You'd be able to kick them around like soccer balls, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, they say you should grow, you know, with age, age gracefully, right? But and I'm happy to do that. I just hate the way everyone keeps reminding you you're old.
But it is an ageist society. I think Australia's
very
bad.
Very bad.
Yeah, good thing we should change the name of the show then. Change the name of the podcast.
Yeah, we're making a humorous reference to it. Some people say it to you as if it's a bad thing. I love running into old mates, but some people take it the wrong way. If you haven't seen a mate for 20 years and you're going to have I'll message you. We'll go and have a beer. I always walk up, you know, when I see him, go, geez, you look like shit.
Yeah, and then that,
goes, what do you mean?
Yeah, of course you're going to freak out a bit.
You look like shit.
What if they said it to you?
Hey?
What if they said it to you?
I'd laugh.
Hey, Mick, you look like shit.
I look at myself, brush my teeth and go, Jesus. Brush my teeth without my glasses, though, I do.
It's all to do with the exterior. Everything's about the exterior, isn't it? Because that's obviously the first thing people see. So you want to try and look your best, but you don't want to look ridiculous with, you know.
Dress your age.
Yeah. I mean, I'm now getting those bloody, those hairs now. All of a sudden, one long eyebrow.
Your eyebrow, that is weird.
And they grow quickly, like my ear hair.
They're hard to trim.
Well, I've got hair growing out of the top of my nose. You know, it grows. And
got an extra nostril.
And I can't see it, you know. Yeah. And people say, you've got a hair hanging out of your nose. And, and it was never there before.
You sometimes sit and touch your ear and you feel the ear hair there?
Yeah.
And it's a lot thicker than when you look at it?
I pull them out.
It's like felt.
I pull them out.
It's like felt.
I'm always pulling them out. As a matter of fact, I might have a go now.
But, you know, like when you trim your eyebrow, do you trim your eyebrow hairs?
No.
Yeah.
I go off like They curl.
I don't trim my
brows. I've got no curly hairs on my body except my eyebrows. They curl.
Really?
And I have to trim them with my glasses on. But then I have to put my glasses on. It's a really difficult thing.
You've got to look down,
then look up, then look down, look up. And then I've got bald eyebrows. Bald head, bald eyebrows.
Yeah. I got, what do they call that hair loss thing?
Alopecia.
Alopecia. I got that. Not now.
Where did you pull that out, Mick?
Hey! Look out.
I did. Like, last year I got it. And
Where'd you get it?
It turned out I had a lack of some thing.
Coffee.
Growth.
No, it wasn't coffee.
Gary just made the worst cup of coffee ever at Darren's house. There's something wrong with Darren's coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah. How'd you get alopecia? Was it a lack of what?
A lack of some vitamin, right? Anyway, that got corrected, but I lost my eyebrows.
Really?
Yeah. I got a bald patch on top of my head.
Really?
It's grown back now. Yeah.
Thank God for that. I hate to be bald.
It was about the size of a golf ball. Yeah. I just woke up one morning and, because I cut my own hair, and I'm looking in the back mirror and I went,
back mirror?
Yeah, back mirror.
Where do you have the back mirror?
Well, how do you set that up?
I got a mirror on a stand.
Oh, do you?
So I can see the back of my head, right? That's great. So I see my hair, back of my head every 2 weeks. Yeah. I cut my hair every 2 weeks. And this morning I get up to cut my hair, and by God, there's this dirty, great big patch.
Jesus.
And it was like seriously bald.
Yeah.
It
wasn't seriously bald. I'm seriously bald too, by the way.
And I thought, my God, what's going on? And anyway, I let it go and thought it would come back. Well, it did come back after I got some medication. But my eyebrows disappeared off my face. And
where do they end up?
I've got to tell you, that's the weirdest.
That's hard. It's hard to be shocked.
That's weird. You really miss cutting them.
Do you cut, so you both cut your eyebrows?
I have to. Mine go bushy.
Mine just curl out there. Just,
wow. And they don't even go bushy like straight. They go bushy. It's like...
Women
springs.
Go nuts with eyebrows now, don't they? They tattoo them eyebrows on.
Tattooed ones.
There's one girl I got served the other day, bought a coffee off her. I said, could I get a flat white one sugar? But I didn't look at her. Yeah. And then I looked at her, and her eyebrows were just a little bit too high on her head. And I went, don't look so surprised. It's a coffee shop. She didn't get the joke.
Oh, really?
And it was the worst coffee ever. Worse than Gary's coffee that he just made.
I've seen women with the tattooed eyebrows that look like Batman, you know, those ones. Yeah, it's a bit too high.
The Joker.
A bit too high and then come straight down. It's like they're up to something.
I'm just worried about these hairs on my nose.
Yeah, I'm worried about them too.
You pull them out, they grow back. How can
you
they
trim
do that?
Your pubes?
Yeah, I trim that more than I trim my eyebrows.
What?
Do you use the same scissors?
Downstairs.
Down there?
Yeah. Downstairs.
Yeah.
What? you sit around.
No, hang on, don't.
What?
You don't sit around. You
put a pair of scissors near your penis. Is that what you're telling
me? No, he's clippers.
Clippers.
Clippers?
Have you ever used clippers on your balls?
I'm sorry.
Made them bleed once.
You don't put a sharp instrument.
Can't put a... No. Very hard to put a Band-Aid on that.
On your balls?
Sure,
yeah.
It's very wrinkly. Imagine if they made Band-Aids for balls. You walk into the chemist. Can I get some ball Band-Aids?
Can I get some? Yeah.
I'd have like heaps of dimples.
You probably need spac filler instead. You'd want to go to Bunnings.
Do you know how expensive spac filler is?
For where?
It's really expensive.
Especially for balls.
I had to fill some holes.
How much spac filler did you need?
A lot of spac filler. Yeah. And it was very expensive. It was like $22 for spac filler.
Yeah.
And this is Coal Fired Man by Ezra Lee. Make sure you check out Ezra Lee on Facebook. Gary, you're the only smoker amongst us here. Do you want to quit? Do you have a feeling that you want to quit or not smoke, or does it not worry you?
I actually do now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a bit over it. Yeah. I mean, they're too dear.
Is that the reason, though? Is that the reason because they're dear or because of your health?
How much is a packet of smokes?
Well, you know, touch wood, I've got good health. But, you know, the way I look at it, you got to, you know, everything's killing you, really.
Trimming
I thought
pubes.
About that today with smokers, and I wonder if they're greenies, you know, because they're out there still polluting their air with themselves, but they look at a truck go past and go, look at the exhaust of that truck.
I love seeing a really old person smoking.
Yeah,
I went to a funeral recently, and my auntie was there. She's about 85, and she's just hammering away.
How long has she might have only just taken up?
She's just taking it
she's
up.
She's taken it up at 84.
Yeah. No, she's smoking since she was 14, she was telling me.
Yeah.
And I said, "You still smoke?" She goes, "I love it."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She said,
"Sure, love it." Yeah.
That was a voice.
I love it. I love it very much.
Yeah. But it is amazing because that's a serious killer, the old smokes. And you see old people smoke and you think, good on you. Yeah, well, good on you, champ.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, my grandmother lived till 90-something. She smoked those old Cravenade Capstan cigarettes, which were no filters.
Yeah. Well, used to have the ashtray stand next to my grandmother. Had the ashtray stand next to the seat.
Yes.
Oh, you push the button and disappear. Yeah. But they were polite smokers back then. I see people now flick the butts out, you know.
Yeah, no, there's no need for that.
No. You know. If you're going to smoke, I did when I was younger. I was caught. I must have been 10. And living in a country town. And me and my mate went and got all our 5-cent piece and 1 cent and 2 cents together, rode out to the country roadhouse at the end of town, bought a pack of Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
Started went back the heavy ones.
Oh, yeah, went back home and my mum goes, "Oh, by the way, the lady from the roadhouse just called." So me and him thought, we're f***ed here, so we better get rid of the evidence. Went down to the creek, chain smoked the whole packet of Marlboro Reds.
Jesus.
Yeah, got home, just chucked up, vomited all the time. And then parents do that thing with the old
cigars.
Yeah, if you want to smoke, you know, just feel like you're going to smoke in front of us. You're 10. What are you going to do? Light up at the kitchen table?
Yeah, right.
Remind me of that old gag. Remember, there's a gag of that little kid opening the door with a bottle of whiskey and a cigarette. Are your parents home?
What do you reckon?
Does it f***ing look like they're home?
I remember in the old days when I was a kid, they, you know, after dinner, a lot of the parents, you know, the grown-ups would put their cigarettes out in the food.
It
used to make me sick.
Yeah.
And you go to the pool, you know, and there'd be cigarettes and pools don't mix, you know.
And Band-Aids.
And Band-Aids.
It's always a Band-Aid on the pool. Have you noticed when you go swimming and there's a Band-Aid, it's always perfectly stuck to the bottom of the pool.
Ooh, Band-Aids.
And but Chiquitos. Chiquitos and pools don't mix.
No, they don't. But
and Polly Waffles.
They make great scenes in a movie.
Yeah. You ever thought about chewing tobacco?
Oh, that stuff's foul. And when I was in America in Texas.
They're
and
big on that, aren't they? There,
I tried some.
Did you? Yeah.
It tastes like shit.
But don't they put it in your bottom of your lip? Or so you let it fester in there, and then it gets moist. And
they put a big bulb in there, and they.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
I don't know. Do you just give you mouth cancer?
The addiction,
it does. They get mouth cancer.
And you get told it, but you see, they carry. You have to carry around a cup. So yeah. You're talking to someone every couple of minutes, yeah.
Ding. But a lot of them don't. They don't care. They just spit it out on the sidewalk. Yeah. That's what the cowboys did.
Yeah. Cowboys did. Yeah. You don't see people smoking pipes much, do you? Is the vape the new pipe?
Oh, the vape. Yeah, apparently they're not good for you either now. Well, they're not going to be. Anything that you got to suck in. Well,
it's a chemical. Look, nothing's good for you. Even if you don't smoke, you know, the air we're breathing is full of shit.
Yeah.
And they keep clogging it with shit. So you know, that's why I sort of look at smoking and go, well, might as well join the party.
This one's just gone full circle, this conversation, isn't it? You wanted to quit and now you're like, well.
But no, I'm actually, I have been being good. I've been having days where I don't smoke at all, which is.
It's probably good for you.
Well,
do you feel better?
Nah.
How do you go on a flight?
I don't miss it.
You don't miss it?
No, I don't. When you get off, you just think, oh, yeah, I can have a smoke now. Mm. So you have one, you know, just because you can. But it's not out of desperation, no. I do feel I'm coming to the point where I'm going to quit. I can just feel it.
You can just feel it.
And I can never feel that before. And I haven't smoked all my life, you see. I'm a dumb... I took it up at 30.
Really?
Out of boredom.
Is that really?
And I was standing backstage at the Comedy Store. That's how it happened. And I was waiting to go on, and everyone was smoking. And Keith Scott actually said, could I have one of them? And he goes, yeah, sure, you know. Well, I got
that was it.
Incredible high. And that was, and I went on stage. I thought, that's the drug for me.
Oh, there you go.
Of course, it never happened again.
You don't get that high again, that buzz.
No. You don't.
And this is Old Grey Mule with Ain't You Sorry from the album Have Mercy, available on iTunes.
You don't want me, babe.
So what do you think has been the best era of music? Not the best style, maybe, you know, you look at the 70s, 80s, 90s, now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. I'm more an 80s person, I guess, and conjures up memories of that era. You know, Yaz and the Plastic Population, things like that. I know, Mick, you went into metal, so you wouldn't have been into that at all.
No, but I had to go to clubs and hear all that.
Yeah.
I still know the rhythm and the sound and the words to it.
Yeah. They always used the last song of the club I used to go to when I first started going out, the final song of the night, the little one to try and get everyone hooked up, was Daydream Believer. The
really?
Monkeys. That was the final song of the night. Yeah. When you and that song come on,
time
was ticking.
It's time to start titting someone off.
Yeah, you better. you've got to get on the dance floor then. You know, you've avoided it for 5 hours, but that song comes on.
Were you a dancer at that age, though?
Nah, hell no. It's not dancing. It's just rocking.
Yeah.
You're rocking back and forward. Rocking back and forward.
I hated the fact you had to dance.
You look now, there doesn't seem to be the stigma now. Like, young kids, you guys, they're openly dancing. What the hell's that
with
about?
Each other.
Yeah,
that's even, you know, and that there's no way that would have happened.
No.
You wouldn't have guys dancing with each other back in the 80s.
But you had to get up and do an A, or, you know, the didn't want to know. Seriously. If you were prepared to make a goose of yourself, you were in.
Anyway, the best era of music. I've got no problem with 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah. Do you feel like you missed out on something in the 60s?
Yeah, that would have been good. But then if you were there.
Ton of acid, I think. I look at music broadly. There's music from every era that sustains.
Mm. It's funny how they call it the 60s, 70s. It's not like from 75 to 85 there was a change. That's just class as 80s.
We live our life through decades and years. Next year will be a better year. If you have a bad year, it's just another day.
Next decade will be a better decade. Yeah. Oh, the next 50 years, that'll be better.
Yeah.
Punk and heavy metal is the only two I couldn't get my head around. But even in that, there were some things I didn't mind.
What about rap?
Even with rap, you know, like when rap first started... used to be really too negative, I feel. But you know, like, there's a lot of rap stuff around now that's quite good.
I think the best thing about rap now is if your internet's out, you can just watch a rap song and jerk off to that. It's just boobies and bum cheeks.
Yeah.
It's just, I've never seen so many.
They have
big
parties.
Asses.
They have great parties, don't they? Rappers. Yeah. You have swimming pools and people dropping out the sky.
Yeah.
Calling them bitches.
Yeah, hoes. Yeah. And then they're happy, they're dancing.
Yeah.
Let me just put a bikini on for you.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah. Why don't me and all our friends just jump into bed with you? Yeah.
So, I think all eras of music are good. I never appreciated. An orchestra until one day I actually was in the same room as an orchestra.
Right.
And, you know, I mean this sincerely. People, you know, you hear an orchestra on television or any music on television, it's flat, you know.
Yeah.
But when you hear an orchestra in the correct room, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, the orchestras always, they're soundtracks to movies, aren't they? Orchestras, really, still keeping classical music alive.
They set the mood.
Yeah.
What do they always have to wear a suit for? That'd look funny if they were all just in T-shirts and shorts.
That'll probably be the next thing. That'll be the trendy thing. Like, you know, when you get the trendy violinist, now it'll be the trendy orchestra. They'll come out in, you know, jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah. I quite like, I watched the Kiss did with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, and all the orchestra painted their faces.
That's good.
Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
Yeah.
Have a check it out. It's interesting.
I will do. You've been listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith. Now, if you're a band or muso and want to be heard on the podcast, drop us a line on our Facebook page, Grumpy Old Comedians.